Oh, shoemake.
Shoemake.
We have shoemake. Or sumac, we call it both.
Uh-huh, but you call it both.
We call it both. It's according to who you're talking to.
What about the kind of bushes that would make your skin break out?
Poison ivy. Or poison oak.
Oh, what kinds of berries would you find?
We had blackberries and dewberries and gooseberries. Not too many gooseberries, but blueberries or huckleberries in the woods here.
Well, now, what kind of berries would people use to make shortcake?
Strawberry shortcake. And Papa raised boysenberries and different berries.
What about raspberries?
We had some raspberries and dewberries and boysenberries in the garden.
Have you ever heard of, now this would be up in the mountain, but up in the mountains to see if you've ever heard. Have you ever heard of these tall bushes up in the mountains that have flowers on them? Mountain laurel? Or
mountain
anything?
Laurel, yes, but we don't have them here.
Now a tree that, it's got big green shiny leaves and big white flowers on it.
Magnolia trees.
You have those?
We have two magnolia trees that are over 100 years old over in our house.
Mm.
Oh, they're huge.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Over 100 years old.
They, by the way, this other house that we have over here that we used to live in before we bought this one, my grandmother, when she was a little girl, lived there.
Oh, she did?
In the lot and put out the boxwood bushes that are still growing, which are over 100 years old. And the magnolias were there.
Mm-hmm.
And she, when they came from Watkins or the desert, she lived. So I have owned a lot of things that my ancestors have owned, but Willard and I have bought them instead of handed them.
Mm-hmm. If a married woman, for example, if a married woman didn't want to make up, and this is names for things, kind of expressions. If she didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I've got to go ask my
husband.
Did you ever hear an expression like used by older people that would be, instead of saying my husband, just say my man or anything like that?
Yes, but it wasn't used at our house.
Not at your house?
Not at our house. Our father or my husband or my father.
And then your father would call your mother his
wife.
A woman whose husband is dead would be a
widow.
Have you ever heard of an expression? Well, see, if he's not well, if
a widow woman.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We didn't use that because that was a double.
A double. Yeah.
Uh-huh. We used a widow was a widow. She didn't need to be called widow woman.
Mm-hmm.
A widower was a man.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't use that at home.
Now, your father and mother together would be called your
parents.
Now, when you were talking to your grandfather, what did you call him?
We called him grandfather.
And your grandmother?
Grandmother.
Mm-hmm. This is something we were talking about the other day when I was on here Sunday. One of those things that kind of like a crib on wheels that you would put a baby in to take it out.
A baby carriage or a baby buggy.
If you put the baby in the buggy and you say you're going to put the baby in the buggy and you're going to go out and
roll the baby buggy.
Now, your children would be your sons and your
daughters.